Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor, and together we're helping each other build wealth, ignore Wall Street, and get on with our lives. Today I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you who have taken it upon yourselves to share our simple investing and financial planning wisdom with someone in your life. I've always said that, you know, we don't have the cure for cancer, but what we do have are some simple principles that can have a profoundly positive impact on the lives of our friends, our families, our neighbors for decades to come, both financially and emotionally. You have taken it upon yourself to share it with people, and that means a lot to me. I want to read to you an email that I received about a month ago from a gentleman. He says, "Good afternoon. I just wanted to let you know that your book has changed my life. I am currently a resident physician with 1 year left in training. I cannot tell you how stressful it has been listening to so many financial advisors come to the university to take us on as clients. They are smooth talking and they try to get their talents in us early in our careers. I'm a straightforward math guy and your book was eye-opening. I have set my entire retirement portfolio up with ease. Thanks again for opening my eyes to your investing principles. I have recommended your philosophy to so many people and will continue to." Now, the reason why I share this with you is because we're at a point in time when we are challenged to make intelligent financial decisions that will serve us well for decades to come. In this morning's newsfeed, there was an article that said America's Social Security crisis is getting worse amid the coronavirus pandemic. You know, people say, "Well, Bill, what do you think about Social Security?" Well, you know, for people who are 60 years old, 70 years old, it's probably not going to change. But if you're 20 or 30 or 40 years old, there will probably be some significant changes to Social Security down the road. And it's incumbent upon us to accentuate what we can do in our portfolios to address those shortfalls that might happen in Social Security. There was a couple of articles in a major publication last week that said a lot of universities are cutting back on their matching programs because the funding has dropped off in light of what's happening in education. So, take a moment and share these principles with someone in your life. You can change their lives. I want you to take a moment, like this video, subscribe to my YouTube channel. There's more information at coffeehouseinvestor.com. This is Bill Schulteis. I'll catch you next week.